Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. You've got to believe that, family. Now, listen, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Got a new series, and I know this is going to help a ton of people. You know, as I have been going through, and I was like, oh my Lord, even up until last night, the Lord did not let me know what we're going to talk about on this week. You know, I do not move without God for you. I got to let you know that, because you know what? I can just trust just my thoughts, my God, what I think you need. You are God's most precious commodity, and he sent his son so that you could have an abundant life. And I have committed to be just a vessel to help people who really want success. And so this week, we're going to be discussing moving past your biggest obstacles for network marketing success. Now, I need you to pay very close attention to this title, because I'm like, moving. This is something that's going to happen consistently. Sometimes you may make it through one thing, but then something else pops up. So you have to really, really, really have a system of moving past obstacles. And for network marketing success, because you might have had success in other areas of your life, but network marketing, this stuff can get pretty difficult. It's simple, but it can get difficult. And we have to consistently work on ourselves to move past this. I am in such an amazing rare form. God is definitely blessing me with so much of another level of peace, another level of growth, another level just in the industry. And I'm going to tell you something. This growth has come because of the heart of servitude. Serving even when you don't feel like it. These obstacles, family, everyone will have to go through or move past obstacles, no matter what level you are at. And so I need you all to definitely stand for us together. We got to be on one accord on this, because I'm going to intercede, but you want to intercede on your own behalf and even on the behalf of other people. So often we pray only for ourselves. So often we pray only for what we need. And that's not the God we serve. We serve an unselfish God, and we have to be the same way. So when we're standing now for our scripture today, you want to turn to it, Isaiah 57:14. We are standing in a gap for one another so that any obstacle, anything, person, place, or thing that stands in the way of success, it will be torn down, kicked down, broken down, now. Father God, we thank you. We come before you another day, humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known unto you today. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your grace and your mercy. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you've given us another day. You made this day, and we're joyous and we're glad that we have another opportunity in the land of the living. Father God, right now we're standing in the gap another for your people right now, where people are losing hope. They're thinking that there's nothing else to live for. They're thinking that the problems are bigger than their purpose. We're asking you right now to remove every stumbling block there is, including ourselves. Let those obstacles be made known so we know the specific and breaking them down. We're thanking you right now that your Holy Spirit is welcome to be in them as he corrects us and directs us and comfort us through this obstacle course called life. Know, oh dear Lord, that you will never go bankrupt on a soul. So each and every one of us are here for a distinct and a specific purpose. We're praying right now that that purpose be revealed unto your people so that they will get huge desire to pursue that purpose. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for all the people that you're sending us from the north, south, east, and west. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your people are having a huge vision for massive success. So that we may represent the kingdom as the kingdom is. Massive, huge, beautiful, abundant. Now, as we are opening up ourselves for the power of the Holy Spirit, as we're opening ourselves to increase our wisdom, going to the next level, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything that we do. We'll never forget who it is that opened these doors, as well as shut the doors that's holding us back from success. And we love you and we honor you and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I want us to go straight to our scripture here, and it's Isaiah 57 and 14. And here, the prophet Isaiah is talking to us about, he's saying, you know what? There's healing even for people who may have second thoughts on having success, second thoughts on going to the next level, second thoughts on even loving God with all their heart and soul. Whenever there are those obstructions of you not even believing that you are destined for greatness, there comes this topsy-turvy relationship between you and our Creator. And that is one of the stumbling blocks we have to remove, anything that will separate you from God. We are not talking about being guilty or convicted of the things you feel that you're not doing right. God is not a God that will forsake or leave you. Even in the midst of every obstacle as you're pursuing to take your spot at the top. Now, I need you to know that this scripture says, Isaiah 57 and 14, and one shall say, heap it up, prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. That is my prayer for you. That needs to be your prayer for each and every one of us on the line. I need you guys to know that there is something huge waiting for you if you can just continue to move past every obstacle that comes into your way. Every obstacle, you will turn it into your opportunity. Now, I need you to hear this thing. You know, when we start talking about what is an obstacle, it's anything that's going to block your way or hinder you, meaning slow you down, put you in procrastination mode, put you in I don't care mode, put you in I'm not sure mode. Your progress. I don't care what it is. Whether you feel like you don't have enough money, you don't feel like you have what it takes. All of these are lies. These barriers or these obstacles, God has given us the power to remove every single one of them. You know, as I'm sitting here now, I'm rolling into my 10th year in network marketing, and all I can think about is, what if I had quit year number one? It was rough. Yes, we made $1 million, but it was rough. We paid for it in every single way. Persecution, ridicule, people coming down after us, that never stopped. And the thing is when I go back, God took us through the roughest terrain in the first few years of network marketing so that now that we can stand here 10 years later and tell you, you can do it too. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at emails that are coming through and requests that are coming through. And I'm looking now, here it is, in this year, the ninth year, which is new beginnings. Now, when we complete the 10th year, by this time, it would be all these different things that we would have done that no one could have told me that this industry was going to be the door opener to all of these opportunities. If you've been following us, you've been seeing where, you know, I've been invited to speak at very prestigious places. God is opening doors. So many times I'm ending up walking into things that I'm saying, I don't know how this happened. It definitely wasn't man. It was God that put me in these positions. But only because, and I know it's because I committed and never compromise what I told God, that as you are elevating me, I will elevate your people. I will take as many as want to go. I will not hold anything back from them. I will share whatever you share with me. Because, see, that's the thing. Most people are thinking that they're the ones coming up with these bright ideas. They're thinking that they're the ones with all these things, and they hover over it. They bury their talents and don't share it with other people. And I told the Lord, I will not be that servant. I will share for anyone who wants success. So as you are looking, I'm sitting here in the email, and I got a confirmation letter. I'm going to be speaking at the Single Woman, Single Mother Summit for Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation. That door was open. I said, thank you, my sister, Sharon Page, who opened that door, and for me to now share the power of what we do so I can empower these single moms. Being now moving to whatever list, you know, going to these private things. And then now, of course, you know, I've been inducted into the $1 Million Hall of Fame for the most powerful people in network marketing with Eric Worre. And I just got an email saying, hey, he wants to do an interview with me. He wants me to be on his site. He wants me. And I'm sitting here saying, my God, where did these doors open? Because I didn't quit. You have to be willing to remove any obstacle that is telling you that this industry is not for you. You may not have the same doors open for you that's open for me. More than likely, maybe it's not. So don't pursue anyone else's dream, but what God has already birthed inside of you, the vision he put inside of you before you were formed in your mother's womb, it's there. But you're seeing the problem and you're not seeing the purpose. You'll never see prosperity if you don't move past these obstacles. I want to talk to you real quick, and I'm going to give you 3 points that we're going to be discussing this week. But I need you to carry a checklist. I need you to carry a checklist this week, because you're going to start needing to take note of these things. Many of them are fabricated in your mind. I'm not saying that there's not something trying to stop you. I'm saying it's in your mind if you allow it to stop you. Now, when we start talking about what do you need, you're going to need these things to move past these obstacles, and we're going to go deeper into them. I'm not going to take any calls. Kate's going to camp for the first. He's going to first day of camp today. So we're going to be opening up call on tomorrow. But this is what I need you to know. You're going to need these three things. I'm going to do a video on it this week just to open up some people. You're going to want you and your team, and probably some people who are not even in this industry, to get involved with this series on this week, because many people are even afraid of network marketing because they don't have these three things. And the first thing is desire. The second thing is deservability. And the third thing is drive. Now, those three things together, you will become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. I see so many people, the desire is not strong enough to win. The desire is not strong enough to be an example for others. The desire is not strong enough. People will say, I want to win for my kids. I want to know you. Because the lazy, lackadaisical attitude about doing what it takes to win says otherwise. You say, I do have desire. Well, do you have a strong wish or want to win? Or does winning just feel like, okay, it happens, it happens. Do you know that people that think like that about winning never win? They'll always be at the bottom collecting crumbs. There's always going to be a time where you're going to be having to celebrate other people. But if you do what you need to do, and if you have a deep-rooted desire to win, at some point, people will be celebrating you. We get this thing confused. When people are doing well and you're in proximity of people who are doing well, this is to inspire you, to drive you. It's definitely not for you to be jealous of. It's definitely for you not to want to take that person's place. That can't happen. You'll trip yourself up. That's a huge obstacle. There's no way that God has made any of us truly identical. Not even what we call identical twins. If you look at them closely, none of us are identical. You have to have a deep-rooted desire for the success that was intended for you. The biggest obstacle is that people are comparing their lives to others, not believing that their life was important too. Your life is just as important in the kingdom as anyone else's life. Don't get caught up into the fabrication of the world. That's why you have to renew your mind daily. Don't get caught up. The biggest attraction factor is to a person who is as authentic as possible. That means that you have a desire for what is for you. That desire, when you are willing to totally turn it up, that's our phrase for this week for our team, is turn it up. They chose it. Desire, deep-rooted wish and want for what's for you. Let me tell you something. Big success is for you. I don't care what it looks like right now. I can assure you, no one on this line would ever want to trade places with me for the level of success I have. You know why? You shouldn't. Because that obstacle course was just for me. Your challenges that you're going through is the obstacle course just for you. But with a deep-rooted desire for what's for you, you'll be able to kick every obstacle. Don't stop until you get to the top. Listen, guys, this is going to be a fire series. I need you to tune in. Your checklist is this. Anything that gives you a feeling, a thought, an idea of anything other than success, I need you to write it down. We got to pinpoint this stuff, and we're going to pray this stuff out. See, most of us, these little demons that are holding you back from success is getting by, escaping under the radar. There were some things that happened to me these last few months that started making me say, I'm going back to the place I was before I started about 4+ years ago where I wasn't even feeling people. I didn't want to do people. I'm telling you right now, and that thing tried to show back up. And once I was able to pinpoint what that was, I said, oh, I know what this is. I'm trained for this. My focus is in the wrong place. Some people's focus is in places that's draining your energy and desire. You got to switch it. Any person, place, or thing that's draining your desire, you better switch it. It's time to get in another lane. And I'm so glad that I always have my mom will remind me, anytime you start feeling like that, you know it's the next level. You know it's the next level. You know it's the next level. Well, I'm reminding you of that. Guys, tune in this week. Get ready to share your checklist. Is anything that makes you feel other than wanting to win, you need to write it down. So now you can start pinpointing what are your triggers to make you want to go hard. We're going to turn it up this week. Good evening, guys. Well, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time it is, because I know people listen to playback. I need you to go hard this morning. Harder than you've ever gone. It's summertime. Yeah. You can lay out on your beach towels and beds and all that stuff if you want to. You better follow what we're talking about, because some people that's going to be doing some big things. I want it to be you. I want you to be one of them. Bless you guys. Take care.